Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to spend another weekend with you. Thank you for tuning in. Please visit our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. They could use your support during this pandemic that we're going through because a lot of them aren't fully open, and it's a financial impact. They need help, so please support them. We have Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And Bob is Mary's chauffeur, and Mary is author of RightWingGranny.com. We have Melissa with us.
Hello.
And we have Hal and Rainer James with us.
Hey there.
Hey.
And then we have a special guest tonight, and that is Chris Orman, who is the owner of Citizen of New Bern Facebook page. So reason we've got Chris in is he's recently made the news both in print and on TV. Chris was appointed by Mayor Dana Outlaw here in New Bern to the New Bern Housing Authority, and he'd been there for how long? 8 months?
Before anybody mentioned it, 8 months, yes.
Yeah, been on the board for 8 months before any controversy came up, and then all of a sudden he became very controversial, and Chris, I'll let you explain why.
Well, I don't know how it all began other than, you know, I'd been on the board for 8 months, appointed by Mayor Outlaw, and it got back to a local alderman who is, you know, me and her have been back and forth about her platforms and about her politics. Nothing personal, but it's just, you know, that's what we do. We talk about people's platforms and their politics. And apparently she got upset about it, and a couple of other people got upset, you know, and social media started passing it around. Well, you know, she went before the board and wanted to know why, you know, Mayor Outlaw had appointed me, what my qualifications were. I didn't care nothing about the lower income class community or the poor people, and da 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 da. So, you know, Sun Journal picked up on it, WCTI picked up on it, and, you know, it's been, I think, quiet for about a month or so, but that's how it all began anyway.
Sounds a whole lot like the cancel culture. If you don't agree with somebody's ideas or beliefs and you want to take them out, you start trying to cancel them by making false accusations of, you know, racism, or you don't like the poor, or you're for the rich, or, you know.
Well, it, you know, we've had these battles locally, especially, you know, in New Bern. I run a very large conservative Christian page. We post a lot of things for topics of discussions. And in that, you know, I'm the page owner. So most of what the other eight admin actually post up there for topics of discussion, you know, I'm responsible for it. Even though we don't take a stance, you know, we invite people to comment about what we post, because that's what we want to do, is have people engage.
Right.
But, you know, it's easy for someone to read a comment that we post and think we're taking a stance for or against it. And that's what has always been, is locally, is, you know, my page is probably the largest conservative page east of 95. You know, we have a lot of traffic on it. But it's for information. It's for people talking. You know, I'm an independent guy. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I voted for Democrats in the past. I've never claimed to take a side either one. I mean, I hold people responsible whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and have done so vocally, personally, and done many videos on my page speaking directly for that. So why the attack? I don't know. What qualifications you have to have? You'd have to ask, you know, Mayor Outlaw. But, you know, when people don't know who I am personally, but form an opinion based off of a page I own that eight other people are members of, I don't know, it just seems kind of childish and misdirected as far as I was concerned.
I watched the Channel 12 report, and I read the article in the Sun Journal newspaper, and it seemed to me that Mayor Outlaw was more than satisfied with your performance on the board, that you had made a lot of progress, and he has no problem with your performance on the board.
He's reached out to me. Some other aldermen have too. Rick, when I stepped up on the board and asked or accepted the position, my first thing is affordable housing. I want everybody to be able to lay down and have a roof over their head. My great-grandmother lived in Trent Court. My grandmother, when my mother was a baby, lived in Trent Court. My grandfather had a business over 55 years, you know, in Queen and Pollock Street, which is right there at Five Points. We grew up, we didn't see color. I grew up in a single-family home. I know what it's like to eat goulash 4 days a week. I had to cut grass at a young age and got my first full-time job, you know, at 16, driving a school bus and going to school, drive a school bus, and then have to go work 3 to 11 at a convenience store every night. These people have no idea who I am or what's going on. They're formulating an opinion because I have a platform, and on that platform, I hold elected officials accountable, and she is one of the ones that I hold accountable, as I do hundreds of others on this page.
Right, and historically, my experience has been, once they make those accusations, they have a group that follows them that takes the ball and runs with it, and they just keep repeating the accusations without having any knowledge. Like you said, they don't know you. They don't know the facts of the what's going on in the background, but they're very eager to spread the disinformation.
Well, I'll say this. If you did watch the WCTI, and I think that was mighty fair, if you go back and watch the interviews at WCTI prior to that for the last couple of years, you know, my page is hateful. My page spews nothing but hate. I'm a bigot. I'm a racist, da-da-da-da. If you go back and really watch the WCTI article, when they get their chance for a third party to actually come in an interview and they say, okay, what is it about him? Well, his page could be a conduit if people were. So there was really no hard stance taken, and right. That would be the time to take it. If you were going to make this stance for 2 years, it seems like you'd have said the same thing now to WCTI, which they didn't do. There's been many, many times and many requests from me, not only me, but the public. Show me proof of what you're saying.
Right.
You know, if I'm a bigot, I'll go with that. If I'm not going to let little boys in little girls' bathrooms, I'm going to stand for that. And if that makes me a bigot, then I'm a bigot. But I'm far from racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. But what I am, in the heart of the matter, is a Christian. And I don't believe in the LGBT community platform. I don't believe in the Black Lives Matter platform. I have many gay friends. One of my admins gay. So it goes to the heart of the matter, which is I'm a love the person, because I may be the last person that ever speaks to them before Christ comes.
Right.
But it does not mean that I have to accept what they're doing that is wrong. And I don't want that to spread to other people. For instance, drag queen story time.
Right.
So that's how I feel. That's where I'm at. And at 53 years old, I'm not changing what I think God has instilled in me as a platform. And I'm not going to let people silence me either.
Right. And I also see that the same tactic they use all the time to squelch your First Amendment rights is they paint it as being hate speech. So,
yeah.
Hal?
Well, back in the time when they were spending all that money that they got in a grant to upgrade the housing authority down there, the buildings at Trent Court and all that you were mentioning, Rainer and I attended it quite often. And I have an engineering background, both education and engineering experience. And one of the first things that you need to do when you engage in a project like it is a cost-benefit analysis. Well, if you applied that sort of approach to those projects that they were working on, they blew it. It was terrible. And to have somebody come on that board with some common sense and would analyze things a little bit from a conservative point of view, there's taxpayer money involved in this.
Right.
And I was glad to see.
Right. Well, like I said, the mayor that appointed him and other people I've heard from have no qualms with his performance on the board
exactly.
That he's made progress.
Exactly.
Well, we've got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll continue this when we come back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're here to talk with Chris Orman of the Facebook page Citizen in New Bern. And Chris is telling us about an experience he's had since he was appointed to the New Bern Housing Authority. And there was a newspaper article. There was a interview and a story in on WCTI-TV, Channel 12, and all those are public record. But getting back to the hate speech aspect of that, how did the alderman justify it as hate speech?
I don't know that she justified it as hate speech. What I think what her problem was is that it's all about my page, and it's all about me as a person. I guess, you know, the drag queen story time, I got a lot of backflack from that because I took a stance that I don't believe that our three-year-old children should be utilized to raise $1,000 by letting drag queens come and read to them. Some people see it as, you know, dressing up in costume. Well, I mean, the majority of the people know what's happening. These are very flamboyant people. I mean, I'm sure, the Jameses remember, Sanford and Son, they dressed up, as male, dressed up as female. And yeah. But it was all in fun, comedy, da-da-da.
This is a sexualization. They were not trying to be provocative.
That's right. They used to raise money at schools by the males dressing up like females.
That's right.
And vice versa. And everybody thought it was funny.
It was a caricature. It was no attempt to really look feminine.
We know now what the agenda is. And it's plain and simple if you open your door. We want to normalize it. We want kids at 3 years and 4 years and 5 years old to say that's okay, because they're in that age group where they will learn things and they will pick up on things. Well, I mean, I'm just not accepting of that. And my position has been, it is my page. I can put whatever I want. My admin can do the same thing. If you don't like what I have to say, I didn't invite you there. Leave. But you're not going to come to my page, or you're not going to intimidate me by saying I disagree with you. Great. I still love you. You have your position. And you know what? That button that says go live works on your page just like it does mine. So I don't know, other than me and her have had a past. We've had history. It's never been personal. I've never attacked her personal. But when you make posts up there and state that in the last election, the gentleman has Trump signs everywhere, and she says in an interview to him, he says, what would you tell your supporters now about, you know, my signs? And she said, I would tell them to take them down now. Well, I mean, that's a felony. Why is a sitting alderman advocating for the destruction of somebody's personal property, right, and campaign signs? So that's there. I mean, I've posted on my page several times because I want people to understand that this is a sitting representative of people, certainly not representing my value, and it's not representing law and justice. But she goes down there for the Black Lives Matter, speaking no justice, no peace. Well, I'm sorry, but that's just as backwards. If you want peace, first, you got to have justice,
right?
And justice comes through our legal system,
right?
And if we don't like the legal system, then let's vote people in that are going to change that. But do not sit there and downgrade the people who are taking stances for what they believe in, and then try to turn that on them, saying I'm the one that's hateful. I mean, I would just sit back and ask you, if you're a Christian, what would Jesus say about it?
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to, on the kind of flip the script a little bit. She attacks you and your page for your political views, and you're hateful in your hate speech. But at the same time, you're right. She does support Black Lives Matter as an organization. They do. And what have we seen? Now, she hasn't seen you out specifically saying those things that are posted on your page, or those articles, or whatever your commenters say, because you're not responsible for those things. But Black Lives Matter protesters, we have seen them attack people's houses, yell, colonizer, whitey, kill white. Like, they have been really, really horrible and done horrible things. We've seen that. And that doesn't represent my views, and she's my alderman. So, do you see what I'm saying? Like, I think that's hateful, and
I certainly see what you're saying, but it doesn't stop there. I mean, you know, I've been a very strong advocate against Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood and the LGBT community got together, and they have made sex ed curriculums. In 25 states, they're using these. I put pictures on my page basically showing that how graphic these things are and how little boys should pleasure themselves. And I'm not going to go any further with that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that, 6 million babies have died because of abortion.
Absolutely.
Martyred.
I will tell you that, you know, we look at Virginia, you know, they passed a bill, the actual governor of Virginia. Again, I posted this up there so people can hear it from people's mouths. What would happen if this child lived through the abortion? The governor states, we will put it on a table. We will keep it warm. And then that decision will be made by the parent and
the doctor.
Now, how disgusting can you be now? We're talking about a child that has now been born against the will of murder and survived that. So I'm going to speak out against it because they don't have a voice. And what's sad is that, you know, the Christian community now has been divided by this. The Pope just today said what he said. You know, we've got people that are all day long screaming how great they are for Christians, but they are for abortion. They are for all this kind of stuff. The Pope said today that he believes that there should be a civil union, a lawful civil union between gay couples, so that they could have families and things of that nature. Now, I'm not going to comment on that either way, because I believe that, you know, our last breath gives an opportunity to repent. So, you know, gay people, I love them. Lesbian people, I love them. I don't like their platform. And that's what people are having a hard time with me, is they can't separate the idea that I just don't believe in the platforms.
But right.
It's not the people who claim to be there, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, the way I like to look at it is, you know, they keep saying that Jesus loved everybody, and that's how they justify some of this stuff. And Jesus does love everybody. I agree with that part, but he doesn't accept their sin. So
love the sinner, not the sin.
Right. So I don't know how you deal with some of this. Well, I do, because I'm having to deal with some of it.
Paul said it best. You know, first of all, you don't cast your pearls before swine. There's some people you're not going to change, no matter what you say to them. But he also gives us instruction, and that is the dust, you know, push the dust off of our sandals and move on. You know, I've learned that, not casting your pearls before swine. Some people just don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to try to convince you to change. And I'm not for trying to change anybody. What I want to do is have a civil conversation, because when two people are sitting there having a conversation and disagreeing, there may be a third person that can find mutual ground to bring these two people together. That's how you really solve problems.
All right. Well, I think you're entitled to have your opinions and your beliefs, and as long as that's your belief, don't try to make it my belief. Don't try to force it on me, and then if I don't accept it, start calling me a bigot or a racist or a hater or attacking me. I'm experiencing the same thing. And, you know, when you start calling people some of those names nowadays in this politically charged environment, it can be hazardous. It
Rick,
can
they've be dangerous hijacked, for they've their hijacked family. The word love. It doesn't mean the same thing anymore. They've hijacked the word racist. It doesn't mean the same thing it used to mean. But one of the questions that I always go back and ask these people that had a problem with me after 8 months, I said, show me one thing on the Housing Authority Board that I've done that you disagree with.
All right. And that's what the whole issue should be about.
It shouldn't be about my page. It shouldn't be my religious beliefs. Right. It should be what my performance has been on the Housing Authority. Right. And I have yet to see anybody disagree with anything I've done.
Right. So. But they take these platforms, and then, you know, you take someone like an alderman who has some power and some exposure, and they take advantage of that to push an agenda that does damage to people.
Yeah, it does
a lot of damage. You know, I'm old enough to remember when we had such a thing as community standards, and I'm sorry to see they've gone.
Yeah, I'm old enough that I don't follow these types of communications very well, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there in our listening audience that don't either. And I'd like Chris to kind of explain a little bit about what his page, how many people get involved in it, what they do, and
all right.
How it works.
Well, the Citizen in New Bern page, we have also a group, and it's a private group, but the Citizen in New Bern page I created over 3 years ago. It started out on my personal page. I was having an issue when I moved back into the city with lights and the high deposits. Yeah. So, you know, me and Jeffrey Odom and went at it. And my family and friends said, you got to quit this. Do it somewhere else, because we're tired of reading about it. So I created Citizen in New Bern page, and that was over 3 years ago. We've covered every election. I've done many interviews with candidates, helped many candidates over the last 3 years. We've raised a lot of money, so we do functions like that. We put on probably one of the largest, or helped put on one of the largest petathons in James City here back last fall. And I think they adopted more dogs in one day than this place had ever heard of doing.
My goodness.
We raised money for children that were in school that after 3 days, they get a bread, a milk, and a fruit. So we raised a lot of money and sent it to the schools. Every bit of it went back to the schools and said, put it on these kids' accounts, bring them back up till they can have food. So we've done some good things. We've also done some challenging things. Again, you know, we've gone after political candidates that we feel like don't represent the values of our republic. Everybody does not understand we're a constitutional. They think we're a democracy, but we're not a democracy.
Yeah, glad you pointed that out.
Exactly. And so people have this misunderstanding that everything that we post on our page, which 8 other admin are on there too, are, do you believe this? What do you say about that? You know, it's just articles, and we're trying to get people to talk. But to answer your question, at any given time, we reach about 7 to 10 million people a month.
Ooh, my Lord.
We have anywhere from 500 to 600,000 people a month that will actually comment on the page. And, you know, we get censored from Facebook all the time. We're in a battle right now with Facebook. That happens about once a week.
I don't know how you handle that.
Well, I don't. There's eight other people that, okay, that work on that page, too. But on the page, we don't allow cursing. We have the, one of the largest and strongest, I think, vulgar language deals. If you post something up there and it's vulgar, it doesn't even hit the page. It actually hides it automatically. We don't allow people to talk at others or attack others. We say attack the platform, attack the topics. So we do our best, but you know, 500,000 or 600,000 a month, we don't live on the page. So if we catch them or somebody reports them, then we hide them. We give you one chance on the page for violating our rules, and the second one, we don't even tell you, we just boot you. So we probably booted more people than we probably gained in the last 6 months because of hateness and because of the hateful, because of the, of course, the elections. But it's very strong. We've interviewed everybody from, you know, Greg Murphy, and Mark Meadows called me on the phone, and we had a conversation with the farmers deal that we did way back yonder. I think maybe you showed up for that one, where we had people coming together to see what was going on with our farmers.
Right.
So, I mean, we've had the chance to reach people like Mark Meadows and Greg Murphy's and those, and all the way down locally. So when we pick up the phone, or one of our admin picks up the phone and says, hey, we would like to talk to you about this. Would you mind? We've never been told no. And we don't, when we interview our candidates, we interview just as many Democratic candidates as we do Republicans.
Right.
I've interviewed Libertarians. And I'm very fair. I don't attack people on it. I allow people to talk about the topics and why they're running and what they think is best.
In other words, you're providing a platform.
I'm giving them a free opportunity to come in and let them meet my followers. And I talk or ask the questions just like we were sitting at the kitchen table. What are husbands and wives and family asking at the kitchen table? It's not these big forums that you see prepared questions. Sometimes we can just ask one question, and from there, it just leads us somewhere. Right. You know, we don't never know where it's going to go. But it's more informative, because I always have felt that you need to vote for a person that's going to represent you, because they are going to be your representative, whatever party they're with. I try not to convince them to vote either way. Now, my page, again, is conservative page. So, yes, we want to have you, as followers of our page, vote for conservative candidates. And, you know, just in the last 2 weeks, I'll give you an example. You know, it's gotten down to where the school board has gotten involved. You know, it's a hot race here in Craven County. And, you know, I've been reminded, you know, of a local candidate for school board who personally attacked me over this drag queen story time, you know, last time. And, you know, basically had no problem with drag queen story time. So, you know, my mind has kind of changed when you see people's character, because who you were a year ago is who you are today.
Right.
And my grandfather brought me up to say one thing, Chris, and it is there's nothing you can do or do any better. And that's to get some discernment in you so where you can recognize the wolves when they've entered. Because if they'll try to twist the gospel, they'll try to twist you.
Absolutely.
And so I believe in character, honesty, and integrity. And that's the three things I've always required of all the candidates that we've ever interviewed. And I've always asked the people, when you're listening to interviews, look for the character, integrity, and honesty. And if you can find all three of those in a candidate, you probably got a good representative.
All right. And I'd like to admonish people, when you're listening, like to our radio show, or you're on a platform like Facebook with Chris's page, you can't always assume that what you're hearing or seeing is true or accurate. Now, here on our show, when we make when we talk about stuff, we try to provide the supporting data where it came from and supporting documentation. But a lot of times, people will hear things, rumors in the public, and they'll pick it up and run with it. I need to admonish you that, you know, when you make these public attacks and you throw out accusations of racism and hate speech and things like that, you're not only affecting the person you're targeting, you're affecting their families, you're affecting people in the community that agree with them and have a similar character and thinking the way they think. So, do your homework. Don't just jump on the bandwagon and start throwing darts. Do your homework. We got to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been having a very lively and interesting discussion here. Rainer, I think you had something you wanted to weigh in on.
Yeah, the business of calling people racist, saying they're using hate speech, yada, 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 to try to shut them down.
Yeah.
It has been my experience when that is the way they counter an argument, it's because they see everything through the lens of race, or they see everything through the lens of their way of looking at it is right. They are inflexible and vindictive. Instead of the person being accused, it is usually the accuser who is the ugly person who really needs to get their act together.
And this is a great example of it because... they have their rights, and you're not supposed to step on their rights, but you're not allowed to have your rights. And Chris being attacked here for his Christian beliefs, his personal beliefs, had nothing to do with the job or the job performance.
Exactly. So it is completely separate and completely ugly as an attack.
Right. Had he attack somebody because of their race or their sexual preferences,
then he would be guilty of sin, but he hadn't done that.
Right. So it had nothing to do with his job performance. And
so it was irrelevant.
They don't have a crystal ball. They don't know.
Their attack is relevant because I don't agree with platforms that I agree with, and I have a voice and I utilize it. I know that voice will get me in trouble as I grow older,
but Chris, that doesn't have anything to do with your job performance.
It doesn't. Nobody can say anything, and I've asked But no one has ever brought out anything that I've done on the Housing Authority Board that they disagree with. None. So it's all personal. It's to try to squash my conservative views is to try to quiet my page. It's ulterior motives.
Well, from what I got from the Alderman meeting that I watched, where this was initially kind of broached, was that they fear for the residents who live there. I mean, she actually said the residents are in fear that you're on that the Housing Authority, and that so disturbs me because...
Well, let me tell you, let me answer a few things right quick then, since you brought that up. In the same conversation, she said, the maintenance department is 100% quit. That's a lie. That didn't happen. Secondly, is the residents fear, and the reason she said they fear is because I have made comments that Trent Court, in its entirety, is going to be torn down. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, that has nothing to do with me. That has to do with a plan that was formulated years ago that I support. But that plan was years ago. It's still a matter of public record. You can go find out what that long-range plan is there, and you will see that. Do they need to fear today or tomorrow? Absolutely not. We have to have something there for people to move into so that they can enact this plan and whatever they decide to do with Trent Court. And I'll be frank with you. I've never read it. But I was told that was the end goal, was to do something different with Trent Court. So it's amazing to me that they fear me, but yet they found my number, and I have old ladies calling me on the phone saying I am a hot water for 4 days, or my unit was broken into, or this guy here is doing drugs. And so, I mean, they found my number, and they trust me enough to call me, so I don't know that that's a fear. I think she's fearful.
Yes.
That I'm a white Christian conservative sitting on the Housing Authority Board, which had family who actually lived there, and I know what poor's like. I know everything she accuses me of not knowing, I do know.
Yeah.
But I'm a voice. I'm going to make sure that they get bifold doors instead of a shower curtain for their pantry. I'm going to make sure that every unit is going to be painted and it's going to be presentable for a new person to move in. I even made the suggestion on this last meeting before. We got 45 30-day letters, which means when courts open up, we're going to be taking these people to court to evict them. I made sure that I said to the new interim ED, there has to be a way to make sure that our housing authority is going to every resident that's behind and utilizing every resource that we have to make sure that they can get this money from all these different pools so that we don't need to be in the business of evicting people. We need to be in business of making sure everybody has a roof over their head. So my foundation has always been that. But again, it has nothing to do with my performance. It has nothing to do with whom and what I believe vocally. It has to do with the power of a page that I have that happens to be conservative, strong conservative, and we stand on Christian beliefs there. And every one of my admin truthfully believe in a Christian moral base.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the plan is to build another building down in Trent Court. Is that still in the making?
I don't know that anybody has made the final determinations. I know that there is a plan fixed already about what they're going to do, but there's many entities involved, Historical Society, and there's a whole bunch of other people involved. So, once the buildings that are we get the buildings demolished, we got to get that done first. Secondly, is we need to upgrade what we have there, or what we need to do is make sure that we build affordable housing somewhere so that people will have a place to go. Mm-hmm. Now
part of that is in a flood zone, correct?
Yes.
So it's got to go.
Rebuild. Yeah, you're
right.
Not going to rebuild there.
That it's part's got to
so,
go.
But what we have to also keep in mind, and I understand the people's concerns. You know, when you have a community like Trent Court that's close-knit like that, there is this thing called gentrification. I understand that some people's concerns are we're busting up a voting block. I get that. I'm the first to fight for that. I wish that we could just rebuild there. But I also have a vision like this. When we have people in communities like Trent Court and Craven Terrace, those places were there supposedly to help people get a leg up. Mm-hmm. It was not supposed to be burdened upon the government to allow people to have a generational curse placed on them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've seen. We've seen 2- and 3-year generations of people that live in those areas. Now, if they choose to do that, that's fine. But that should not be what we as citizens want to see.
That's right.
We should want to see, let's give you a handout when you need one, and let's get you to a point where you can make the next step to get a job, get out of this type of environment, to get you to be a homeowner one day.
Right.
This was not a place for them to establish residence for you know, three generations. Yeah. So I have a view of that, but I also respect the fact that, yeah, gentrification does become an issue when you have you know, large groups of people that have been there in that tight-knit community that vote. So I recognize that. How do we fix it? I have no idea. I really don't. I'm not an expert on that. I would sit back and listen to a lot of people and what we can do, but that's not my concern. My concern is if you need a place to stay, the housing authority should have that opportunity so that everybody gets a chance to sleep under a roof and have a place to call home. That is my only concern, in making sure that every one of those apartments there are the best they can be.
All right.
I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. In the period of time since this has been a controversy, has the readership, the visitorship to your page gone down, up, or what?
It's hard to say. And the reason I'll tell you is that, you know, we grow anywhere from 30 to 40, and I've seen upwards of 500 people a day follow the page. Those numbers are all over the place. To attribute them to something like that, I couldn't say. I will say that we posted the Sun Journal article. We posted the WCTI article. We want people to understand fairness and let other people's voices be heard, because that's what the page was all about. All right. So we don't want to silence anybody. And look, Rick, I respect everybody. I even respect Alderman Harris. I respect her views. The only thing I've ever asked for from anybody is to provide facts. Any article or anything I've ever done, I've always put in the comments, these are the pages that I got it from. This is the report.
Right.
I've always put that in there. I've made sure, even when we gave the money for the kids, here was the first layout, here's the second layout, and I showed it to them. All I'm asking you to do is be honest, be factual, prove what you're saying before you say it. I'm going to, and if you happen to make a comment about me or my page that is unfactual, I'm going to call you out on it. And I'm not one of these people that's going to let it go. I'm going to make sure that I call you for the next 3 years and give you that opportunity to prove it, because I'm like a dog with a bone. If you're going to demand that I'm going to be truthful and honest, I'm going to demand the same from you. I just don't forget that you failed to put that fact in there. I'm going to remind you about it every week until we can figure it out. So either you're going to repent or you're going to provide the fact.
Right.
So essentially it hasn't done any harm.
It hasn't done any harm to my page, no.
When I was going to those meetings on a regular time, Rain and I both went, of course, we heard a comment from one of the residents that y'all are trying to take this property away from us because it has a river view. We like a river view, too. And how would you respond to that?
There's been conversations and there's been comments made that would lead you to believe that there are some that sit on top of the house alderman board that they want to do away with the housing authority and bring it under the umbrella of the city of New Bern. The reason is because that is a prime piece of property. Mm-hmm. But the prime piece of property can't be built on. So my comment would be is that the city has the authority to dissolve the housing authority and pull it underneath, you know, the city of New Bern, if that's what they choose to do. My view on it is, if they can effectively make sure that everybody has a roof over their head that wants one, then take it over. If they can do a better job in what the Housing Authority Board is doing now, then take it over. My position is not politics. I'm not going to run for office, never have ran for office, don't plan on running for office. I was asked to be a part of this board because I have a simple view, and that simple view is I don't play politics. This is about people, and it's about their lives, and what I care about every day when I lay down at nighttime is somebody else has a place to lay their heads also.
Right. Well, to be make it perfectly clear, that property is in a flood zone, right?
Yes, sir.
So nothing can be built on it anymore ever again?
No, sir. Not on that piece of property on it, no.
Okay.
All right. I have a view on that, too.
All right, Rick.
Yeah, an opinion. Mm-hmm. You see, when you look at Trent Court and you see those huge, almost 200-year-old pecan trees standing there.
But they were in your grandparents' own place.
My great-grandmother planted those trees. Now, why did she plant them in Trent Court? Because it wasn't Trent Court. It was their property. Mm-hmm. That was where their home was. When they came in to build Trent Court, they moved them up on the hill across Liberty Street. Now, I don't know all the details of how they got the property from my grandparents and all that, but yeah. It is a prime piece of property nowadays, and it is an issue about the flood zone. Chris, we have talked and talked about what's happened in the past. Let's talk about what's going on in the present. Has it calmed down a little bit? Are you still being attacked?
No, I would tell you that we've had, you know, since August, I think this came out in August. We're in October now. We've had August meeting, September meeting, October meeting. I wasn't able to attend this last meeting, this last Monday night. But I will tell you that in those two meetings, not a single person has shown up at those meetings. Nobody knew. I mean, we've had a few. I've had a few people that I know personally that have started coming, like Mayor Outlaw. Alderman Bingle always comes. But when you're talking about the general public, not a soul that has commented or even just the general public, not a soul has shown up to those meetings. So has it calmed down?
The ones that were fought so hard to be open to the public?
Oh, they're social media, they're keyboard heroes. They won't actually come and meet me personally. But they didn't show up, because when they show up, I'm going to basically shake their hands and say, hey, look, I love you, but where's the proof of what you're saying?
Well, I find they don't like to confront you face to face.
So the answer to your question is no, it has backed off. And the reason it has backed off, because I think when people start demanding that you produce facts and things, you're either going to respond or you're going to shut up. So we've had 100% shut up. I just want to be clear. None of this affects me. I'm 53 years old. I could really care less about what you want to do. I mean, I gave up that name calling stuff, you know, I think 8 years old when we left the sandbox.
You're just a young whippersnapper.
Yeah. But in the years that I've been here, there's really nothing that you can say about me. Now, we'll just let me end with this. In the Sun Journal article, there were some people in that who actually apparently didn't like the fact that I don't do a lot of talking, and I'd said what I needed to say. They actually attacked my wife. There's no reason for that.
No.
If I'm after your politics and your platform, it really doesn't have anything to do with you. What I'm trying to get you to do is see where we see a discrepancy, and let's deal with that. But you as a person, you're a person. This is how low they go, Rick. They go so far as to attack my wife. My wife has never been on my page. She's 100% supportive of everything I do. But she's not a very public person. She doesn't like the fact that I do go through the gauntlet, you know, to have this page. But she understands the greater good. And the greater good is this. You know, we have a pastor on our page. He does a morning thing every morning, a morning devotional for 5 minutes. We replay it in the afternoon. He does his service on Sundays online. Mm-hmm. We took this pastor from a viewership of maybe 25 or 30 to 2 to 300 a day. So the message that we want on the other side of politics is getting out. I don't think bigots and hateful people, I just don't think that they live in the kingdom of Christ. So I think that in itself also shows that that's our main focus.
Right.
That's our main focus.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming and spending some time with us, and I'm going to take on one of your practices, and that's at when you were interviewing people, you give them 2 minutes to say whatever they want to say.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, I think you guys, I was on your show about, you know, maybe a year ago, and I actually enjoyed it. I've got to meet, the Jameses, and thank you for your phone call and support. I did get it. I was on a flight line, couldn't answer. But I've developed a lot of friends, and I do call them friends. When I see them, they shake my hand, and they pick up the phone and actually call you and support. What I'll say is this. I want to kind of steer it away for a minute, away from Chris and the controversy he's going. And I want to make sure I make this very clear. I am an independent, but I'm a conservative independent. This election, I think, is probably one of the most important elections that we've had since the late 1800s. I'm not a big historian, but I do love history. And I will tell you that the Democratic platform is for socialism.
Yes.
The Democratic platform stands for government funding everything and you receiving everything from the government. What they don't realize is that as quick as they give it to you, they can take it away from you. We are probably in one of the best places in my 53 years that we've ever been. Economically, I'm bringing home more money. Our taxes are gone. When Biden says he's not going to raise taxes, well, I'm sorry, but if you take the tax cut away, that means the taxes go back. You know, they don't want to see fact. But, Rick, it's important because not only that, but our religious freedoms have been attacked.
Yes.
And to me, I don't feel that abortion, socialism, or raising your taxes, or just letting the government do whatever they wish for you by taking our... Look, somebody said the other day, they're going to serialize ammunition. Mm-hmm. You know, we got local aldermen who say they want to have a reform discussion on firearms. Look, we settled that in 1796. Leave it alone. So... all I'm asking, and I want people to understand, is that my page is fair, but my page is conservative. We want you to make sure that you elect people who are going to give you freedom, not only freedom, but freedom to worship, freedom to defend yourself, but freedom to also live in such a great country as ours that you're not funding government. You should be funding your home.
All right.
And our first job is our home. What you do outside to make money, that's your second job. But we need, and our president has proven, that he's given us the ability and he's given us the freedoms to feel comfortable to go back home, raise our children where we want, make sure we can spend our money how we want, put more money in our pocket, and had the lowest unemployment, even in the black community, than we've ever seen in generations.
Yeah.
Yes, Hispanic. Yeah. So I'm not a Trump guy. I'm a conservative platform guy. And you could take Trump out tomorrow and put another person in there. And if he ran on the same platform, I'd vote for him too. Because I want people to get away from these ideas hating of a man. You're hating of a man. In the first meetings of the Board of Aldermen meeting, Jamisha Harris wouldn't even say his name.
Yeah.
That's coming. Mm-hmm. That's coming. What I'm trying to say is hatred has to go away.
Yes.
You may not like what the person represents, but that's their platform. You still got to love the person. You still have to respect the person because everybody is a child of God created in his image.
All right.
So let's deal with facts and let's deal with platforms. And in this election, when you go to elections, make sure you ask yourself one question. Are you more free and better off today than you were during the Obama administration? Because this election, Biden is so far left that Harris is going to be your next president.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, Chris, again, thank you for joining us.
Well, the writing's on the wall. Her husband even said he's going to be married to the next president of the United States.
Yeah, right.
And they, you know, I think they did that. What was Pelosi trying to get passed with all of that?
Yes.
That to
Article
get rid
25.
Of Biden? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap this show up, Chris. We thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we hope things work out well for you, folks. We got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business; it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had a long talk here, and we hadn't got much time to wrap to show up. So, Hal, tell us what's coming up.
Well, Rick, we haven't had a business meeting for CCTA since before the last public meeting. And I have an idea. I haven't shared it with other members of CCTA to have a business meeting. We got one planned, so we'll take care of it. But what I think we ought to do is we've had forums where we've invited a lot of folks in to talk about why they'd like to be elected. I think we ought to have another gathering of the people that were elected and tell them to tell us more about now that they are in the position. What are you going to do to benefit our community?
Are you going to do that before or after the elections?
That's going to be after the elections.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So we know December, we've got our Christmas party right. Coming up. We want to go ahead and let you folks know that's free and open to the public, and we'll be telling you more about that in the future. In the meantime, visit cctaxpayers.com, cctaxpayers.com. Take a moment to pause when you get there and click that donate button because we have to pay for this radio show and for our venue. For our public meetings, so we'd appreciate all the assistance you could give us if you like what you hear, and we hope you'll join us again next week at the same time, same place, right here on 107.1.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.